Now, a story from the Netherlands. A short film that hasn't even been released yet is causing a lot of commotion there and in the Islamic world. Its creator is an extreme right-wing, anti-Islam member of the Dutch parliament. Geert Wilders says his film will unveil the Quran as a how-to guide for committing terrorist acts and other violence. Gregory Kraut reports from the Dutch town of Venlo.
Geert Wilders courts controversy. His party captured 6% of the Dutch vote with promises to ban the Quran and to stop all immigration from Muslim countries. His supporters argue he protects traditional Dutch values. His critics say he exacerbates religious tensions. A prominent trade union leader called Wilders simply evil, a claim he rejects.
Of course I'm not evil. Do I look evil to you? Maybe I do, but I'm not.
The Netherlands is on edge. Few people know for sure what's in Wilders' anti-Quran film, but some fear the worst. Iran wants the film banned, the Taliban is threatening Dutch soldiers in Afghanistan, and Pakistan tried to block YouTube before the film's release. In light of all of this, Dutch Foreign Minister Maxime Verhagen was blunt.
I find it irresponsible to broadcast this film. That's because Dutch companies, Dutch soldiers, and Dutch residents abroad could and will be in danger.
But the foreign minister's statement raised new concerns. The Dutch politicians are caving in to threats from fundamentalist Muslims, or put more strongly, capitulating, a loaded term given the Dutch surrender to the Nazis. Hugo van der Pade, deputy editor of the Dutch news program Nova, sums up the concern of some viewers.
Capitulation, we see, is giving in to foreign powers that try to influence the situation in our country. So if we give in to the needs or the wishes from people abroad, Muslim leaders in the Middle East, for instance, that's a kind of capitulation.
Wilders says his 10 to 15 minute film is finished, but he won't say what's in it. He's currently negotiating with Dutch television networks to broadcast it, but so far he hasn't found any takers. Even so, he says he will release the film this month, if necessary, on the internet.
My aim with the film is to show the people who watch the film that indeed the Islam and the Quran are part of a fascist ideology that wants to kill everything that we stand for in a modern Western democracy.
One network that won't broadcast Wilders' film is the Dutch Muslim Broadcasting Organization.
The Nederlandse Muslim Omroep.
1 million of the Netherlands' 16 million residents are Muslim, and this is one of their public television and radio channels. Monique Zwart is a white, non-Muslim reporter at the network. She says some people with backgrounds like hers don't know what to make of changes in Dutch society, much less the current debate about Wilders' film.
Sometimes they ask me questions, me as a non-Muslim working for a Muslim organization. Will I have to wear a veil in 10 years' time homosexuals, can we still walk hand in hand on the streets?
Those fears were reinforced 4 years ago when a radical Muslim murdered a Dutch director who had made a film critical of Islam. In Amsterdam, he knocked the director off his bike, shot him repeatedly, and then slit his throat. Monique Zwart says Muslims and non-Muslims alike worry that something similar could happen again.
People, Muslims, many are afraid that there will be a person who can't resist the provocation and that something will happen, something awful.
It's a Friday evening in Venlo, Wilders' hometown. Close to 100 men have gathered at the Moroccan Cultural Center here. Many view Wilders' film as an incitement to religious hatred. Mohamed Rabah advises everyone to stay calm, whatever the film's content.
Let Wilders do what he wants to do. Don't attack him. Don't be violent. It is the best way to integrate in this country.
Wilders doesn't live in Venlo anymore. He's the target of numerous death threats and spends his free time in an undisclosed secret location under constant police protection. For NPR News, I'm Gregory Crouch in Venlo, the Netherlands.